Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 19th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but today Brooksine's going to read the entire podcast because I've got quite a cold. Today's message is titled, The Statue of Liberty.
Reading from Romans 5:8, and the first scripture is actually from Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yesterday we visited New York City with a busload of fellow ministerial friends from our area here in central Pennsylvania. Included in our sightseeing was a visit to the Statue of Liberty. The bus driver told us a story of driving through New York with a group of foreign businessmen that he was taking to the airport for their return home. They wanted to see the Statue of Liberty, so he pointed it out to them in the distance as they drove by. They excitedly asked if they could stop and see it up close. When the driver explained that they wouldn't have time, the grown businessmen began to cry. Well, we saw the impressive statue up close yesterday, the first time for a stare. Stephen and I hadn't been there for over 20 years. It really is a stirring symbol, and along with our tour of Ellis Island, it made for a great afternoon, although we were pinched for time. Effective teachers will use colorful illustrations or visually demonstrate a truth to their students. Musicians also do this, and seeing the Statue of Liberty reminds me of a stirring song from my earliest years as a Christian called The Statue of Liberty. The Couriers, a group of young men who got together at the Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, where Stephen and I also attended, wrote and popularized this powerful song that many of you are familiar with. Essentially, the song draws a parallel between the symbolism of the Statue of Liberty being a symbol of political freedom and the cross of Christ being a symbol of our infinitely more precious spiritual freedom. Jesus employed both illustration and demonstration in his teaching ministry, but the supreme demonstration of his love involved his very own death on the cross. The daily verses should cause us to stand in awe of what God has done. In all the events of life that concern us today, from our unique personal problems to the international situation, let us see with spiritual eyes the supreme demonstration of God's own love toward us. The underlying Greek word that is translated demonstrate in Romans 5:8 is synestasin, which is the present indicative active. This connotes a sense that God's demonstration of love is ever a present event, although Christ's literal death on the cross was a once-for-all atoning sacrifice, Christ died for us. The demonstration of his love is present, but the sacrificial death of Christ is final and complete, and let me add, more than adequate. The atoning death of Christ on the cross is at the heart of our Christian faith. His death effected our redemption from sin, our reconciliation to God, and our restoration to wholeness. Consider the truth expressed in the beautiful chorus that many of us sing in our worship. You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. And I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. Let's pray. Jesus, your sacrificial death that became an atoning sacrifice for me provided pardon for my sins and promise of eternal life with you. The cross is a powerful reminder of the ultimate price you paid to free me from the bondage of sin that ruled my life. No longer do I view you as a distant, unfamiliar figure that some refer to as a higher power. No, you are the Savior of the world, and yet you lovingly reign within this heart of mine. I'm forever grateful that when you came to seek and save the lost, you count me among that number. Glory be to God. Just a side note that we may add some additional thoughts to our trip to New York City yesterday. It also included a view of Ground Zero and a prayer service at the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. The church was packed with people of all colors and languages. The worship was inspiring as voices linked together in powerful song and united praise. We were warmly greeted by those who attend the church regularly.
Well, I know I want to write another story about that particular occasion and probably will tomorrow. Thank you, Brooksine, for reading today. I had to restrain cough several times and indeed coughed a couple of times throughout the message. It's a difficult time, and we believe this too will pass. Well, we bless you today and pray that God will help you to remember the great sacrifice of Christ and, of course, to stay faithful to Him.